Brenda, we got something that we gotta tell you, but we just can't talk, cause we got something to do. We've got this podcast, we've gotta tell you. It's kind of stupid. It's not tonight.
We missed tonight. Welcome. Not tonight. There is a ghost trying to fork with us right now. And it's better stop it.
That's Linda.
Now.
I'm Brenda.
I'm serious. I hope it doesn't again. I hope it tries me again because we're going to get it on recording this time. Record.
Ooh, that reminds me. I'm going to get it on the ghost app as well.
Okay, I hope it goes the
F-line. I mean, I feel like I can communicate with her a little better.
I don't want to talk to her. Making these noises. There's a noise. It's been a crashing sound outside. Like, we have the window open, and it just sounds like something crashing to the ground.
And to be fair, I've been ignoring it.
Well, I don't like it, and it makes me uncomfortable, like, real bad.
We feel like it's coming from the room beside us, which, like, there's a lot of rooms in this house, and one of the rooms beside us, like, goes, like, pretty far back, pretty deep. And it's near a chimney, an older chimney, and there's like a bunch of weird, like, dead ladybugs all the time in that room. Like, for whatever reason, I don't know. I blame it on the sunlight, the rain.
Blame it on the rain. What is that song?
Milli Vanilli.
Do they go?
Blame it on something.
Do they go? Yeah.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah. They.
I remember them singing it on Full House.
Also,
remember that episode?
Girl, you know it's true.
Remember that band that Stephanie had with that bad girl? That girl that.
Yeah, I remember the band. I don't know what she sang. Yeah, the girl that jumped in the tree.
The girl that brought her to the mall and they met the boys.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yes, I remember them.
That girl was so pretty.
I know, and she was in that movie. 10 things I hate about you.
Was she in it?
Exercise. Who was she? Just said exercise.
Was she the sister? No.
She had like a minor part.
Well, she
but is. But wait, awesome. Time out.
Exercise what?
I don't know. What are you talking about, ghost?
The ghost app said exercise.
Sorry, he interrupted us.
Anyway.
So rudely. I'm just kidding, ghost.
Well, I think they listened to me. They stopped their shit.
I mean, that's kind of what it's all about. And
that's what it's all about.
Oh my gosh, what song is that? You put your right foot in.
Yeah, you put your yeet.
You shake it all about yeet.
What were you going to say?
I forgot.
Let me think.
Do the hokey pokey and you
turn yourself around. No. Before that, you were going to say something that's about the ghost.
Oh, but you just got to talk to him, man. He's gonna be real them.
No, I don't want to talk to that one. That one is crashing.
No. See, look, like I have a ghost app on right now, and there's like no ghost activity. Because I've been not really talking to them.
I just think they don't hang out up here. I think they're in the basement, and I think they're outside.
I've saged this place a dozen.
Well, explain that crashing
then. Yeah, I know. I've saged it once. Brenda, inside, fully, the whole thing. And this is a big house, guys, like a really big house. I staged it twice outside of, like, the perimeter. And then I staged it thrice on the out after I discovered another stone freaking wall. There's so many stone, you know, like stone walls everywhere.
Yeah.
I discovered another one, like, out, like, towards the road. So I kept hearing a lot of, like, it was like I was literally scooting all the activity out. And it was
to
all, like,
traffic?
Stuck in these, these bushes. So I had to, like, push it out a little bit more on the outside of the perimeter. And that was a good thing. But I did it at night. And it was
not tonight.
Please. The ghost app just said please.
Please stop talking.
please. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to draw y'all back in.
Please let us back in.
But in part of that, all I said was like, only the cool ones can apply.
Wander.
Wander, like they wander around or wander?
Wander.
Okay, well, yeah, you guys are wandering around. I just heard something that sounds like a switch. Where are you going? Where do you think you're going?
Nowhere.
Okay. She was trying to get up again. Brenda cannot stop getting up while we're recording.
I know, guys.
No,
I can't.
Okay. Go ahead.
No, I'm not going to. I'm not going to. I will not get up. What?
It was about to crash again. It made a little bit of a noise out there.
See, I can't, okay, guys, I can't hear it from this angle. Linda's back is facing the window that we opened because it's really nice outside, which is adjacent to the chimney, one of the chimneys. There's like a billion. But she can hear it better than I can. Also, I'm like, I can't hear very well.
I think now is a good time to say that this is going to be a rambling episode. We decided we're going to throw these in here and there. If we don't have a topic to talk about, we're just going to ramble. And you can just put your pretty little head on that pillow and just go right to sleep.
Ramble.
Just turn down the volume a little bit so we sound like this.
So we talk like this.
Now we talk like this. And you can fall asleep really easily.
I tend to talk quieter at night anyway.
Yeah, I know. It's probably can't hear you. It's probably just me talking like this.
We never know until we try.
It just said a word, but you muted him.
Oh, I did?
Yeah. What did you just say?
I don't know.
You better find out.
Hold on, little buddy. The noises.
Yeah, they're very loud.
Oh, it said cousin. Cousin. So far, it has said exercise. Okay. Then, like, 2.5 minutes later, it said please. Okay. Then, like, 20 seconds later, it said wander. Cool. And then like 2.5 minutes later it said cousin and we didn't even hear it. So I'm about to turn him.
Can you do me a flavor?
Turn her back on. What?
Before you do that, can you look up the lyrics to Amazing Grace?
Oh gosh.
All right, give me the lyrics because this one's for our aunt. Should I say it? It's for our Aunt Kay. But we've got a few of those, so. But she knows which one we're talking about because she requested a little something. I told her I'd see what I can do. Amazing. I'm going to sing it like Annie DeFranco. Is it Annie or
like
Annie?
Dish. Huh?
Is it Annie or Annie?
Annie.
Annie DeFranco, who I have a love-hate relationship with.
Never even listened to this version.
I like the song Dilate.
Yeah.
But other than that, Two hands.
Both hands. I've got two hands.
Touch you with both hands.
Yeah, that's a really pretty one. They say warm up the woodwinds.
23 flavors and then some.
Nope.
That's the Dr. Pepper theme song.
32 flavors.
I was so close. I said 23.
We should talk about Fiona Apple.
Oh my God. What's your favorite Fiona Apple song?
Ever?
Did you know that, first of all, before we get into it, did you know that she has a new album coming out soon?
I heard on Twitter.
Did you hear the interview that she gave?
No.
She talked about, if you ever want to, let me get you the direct quote.
She talked about bitch.
Let me get you the direct quote so I don't fuck it up. Hold on.
Is she happy?
Is she happy? Yeah, I think she is.
She's happy. It's none of our business.
I think she is happy. How do I like?
I hope she's happy though. I love Fiona Apple so much.
How do I like working on it? What was I gonna look up? Oh, her interview.
Yeah, I was telling Linda the other day. I got introduced to these chicks like really early in my life. Thankfully, I was like in fifth grade when I started listening to like Tori Amos and Fiona Apple and Ani DeFranco and all that. Shit.
All right. She said.
I was 10 years old.
I can't imagine being 10 and listening to.
Ani DeFranco was my first concert. And I went with my friend and her parents. And she said something about taking her tampon out and waving it in the ocean in these lyrics. And me and my friend looked at each other like, fuck. Our dad's here. It's her dad, and he's a he's all right.
But were you about to say he was a tool or a tampon?
I don't know, but we were definitely weirded out by the fact that her parents were hearing us like jam out to all these like fucking fuck you weird
32 flavors, bitch.
Napoleon. Everyone's a fucking Napoleon. She says
she's so just like relax, just relax. All right, Fiona Apple said in a recent interview with who was it with? Let's see here. You know, I don't know. I'm not a freaking Wikipedia. If you want to look at the source, look up what I'm about to say. She said every addict should just get locked in a private movie theater with Quentin Tarantino and Paul Thomas Anderson on coke, and they'll never want to do it again. She said that it was like an excruciating night of like listening to them just brag about themselves.
She's talking about her first hand account.
Isn't his name Paul Thomas Anderson? Yeah.
I don't remember who that is.
And that led to her giving up cocaine for good. That guy that she was married to, the one who Periphery is about, the one that went and married Maya Rudolph.
Oh, shit. Really?
Yeah.
Time out. Okay, go back.
And she said the quote.
Yeah.
Every addict should just get locked in a private movie theater with Quentin Tarantino and Paul Thomas Anderson on coke, and they'll never want to do it again. She went on to detail other vices she indulged in while dating the Boogie Nights director, including weed, ecstasy, and plenty of alcohol. She said that the romance was painful and chaotic. Anderson was hot-headed, according to the songwriter, throwing a chair across the room after attending the 1998 Academy Awards. She also claims that he physically kicked her out of his car and would often say cruel things to her in public, but under his breath so that only she could hear. Maybe that song Regret is about him, too.
I mean, that would line up, for sure.
She had
a lot of hate in that song.
Of white dove feathers to soak up the hot piss that comes from your mouth every time you address me.
Oh, and that, look up the lyrics of that. Just, I don't remember. I can't think of them. I know every word once you pull them up, but I can't think of it off the top of my head. She said some mean shit, but for probably good, I don't know. I mean, I believe her lyrics, so I'm going off them.
Remember when we argued over the concept of regret?
Ugh, yes.
You were an expert even then, but not me, not yet, not tonight.
Not tonight.
Now all you gotta do is remind me that we met. And there you got me. That's how you got me. You taught me to regret.
Ugh, the next verse. And then
remember how I asked you, why are you so mean?
Ugh, this one gets me.
You didn't know how to react to being seen. I tried to be your friend. You made me shame, so I'm getting even. But she says, I'm getting mean.
Then she says some fucked up verse about him being sick or something.
You taught me to be mean. Oh, yeah. Remember when I was so sick and you didn't believe me?
Yes, that part gets me.
Then you got sick too, and guess who took care of you?
Didn't you?
You hated that, didn't you? Didn't you?
Ugh. And then she talks about his mom.
Now when you look at me, you're condemned to see the monster your mother made you to be. And there you got me. That's how you got free. You got rid of me. I want to get that tattooed on my butt. That's what I want to get tattooed on my butt. Not going to spit to change my mind.
What? Yeah.
Like a white dove feather soaked with a little bit of pee-pee.
No.
I ran out of white dove's feathers to soak up the hot. Like, how do you even write something like that? How do you even think of that? What are you doing? Like,
I read about it. Through? I don't know what she was going through, but I read about an interview with her that said that she was just like interviewing bugs, basically, like reading about like weird things that happen in science that like disgust people, and that was one of them. Like something about some insect like pissed on something to like get its enemies away.
Okay, but she uses white dove feathers to soak up the hot piss.
She ran out of them, and they're hot.
The hot piss that comes from your mouth, I mean, son of a bitch.
That was another thing, though. She read about like an insect that. Don't quote me on this, but
we'll back
she it. Read about it, like some insect that squirts out piss from their mouth, like a little bug or something that like does that, like spews out. It's like a real thing. Okay. Look it up. I don't know.
I was about to look up something. You want to know a really good sad song?
What?
A really beautiful one?
Oh, yeah. Postcards from fucking Tom Waits.
I don't know that one. No, let me sing it to you.
Charlie, I'm pregnant.
Let me sing it to
you. Charlie, I'm pregnant.
It's a Fleetwood Mac song.
Ugh, which one? I already know them all.
You could be my
Silver Springs. That's not that sad.
You want to know a really sad song? For real, for real.
Yeah. Charlie, I'm pregnant.
Nope. I'm going to give you two more guesses.
That wasn't a real guess. That was just bullshitting.
Guess. You know it.
Give me a hint.
I can't.
Come on.
I'll give you three. No, that's a good guess. Think of a really sad song that I have sang before.
Pretty Polly?
No. One that I sing.
One you sing?
One that I used to sing.
Fucking Cher?
No.
Oh, gosh. Traveling Soldier.
2 days past 18. She was waiting for the
traveling. I don't even know what that song's called.
Traveling Soldier.
Oh, good job.
I don't think it's on Spotify.
Why not?
I don't know.
Well, I heard it live every day of my life while you were in your car seat. You were still in a car seat when you used to sing that. She used to sing this song every day.
I used to want to know something kind of really sad. I used to go to school. I'm going to say her name because, yeah, I'm going to. In elementary school.
No, don't.
Yep, in like first grade, Sarah Evans. I'm going to say her name because it's such a common name. No one will be able to find her. There's this girl named Sarah Evans. It's a really cute little blonde girl. And we were really good friends. And we used to sit at the lunch table together. And I know I used to annoy the shit out of her because I would be singing this song at the lunch table when I was in like first grade just to myself. Sat down and I'm.
Did you just like that song? I mean, this girl, Linda, sang it every day of her life. We'd pick her up from daycare or wherever the fuck, school. And you just start singing
it's just
it.
Her
and you
voice,
ask
dude.
To listen to it and you would sing it. And you would belt it out. Like, you weren't that young.
I don't even know the last time I heard it and I still remember the word.
We used to think it was so cute because you
such
would just
a
like
song.
Get down with it.
He dies.
You would get down. Just, I don't remember the words, but.
It's just the way she sings. Gave it his
heart. But you sang it to Sarah Evans at lunch?
Yeah, and I know that it used to bother her. I think that it annoyed everybody. But I really love that song.
I mean,
that's my top five favorite songs of all time. And, oh my God, Top of the World? We want to talk about good instruments. Have you heard Top of the World by the Dixie Chicks?
No. Maybe not.
That violin.
How's it go?
Let me read you the lyrics. I can't remember how
it goes. It doesn't ring a bell, honestly.
It is the most beautiful. I wish I could play it right now. I'm going to stop recording so you can listen to it. And then we can talk about it. We'll come back with her reaction. All right, we're back with her reaction. And the verdict is she fucking hated it.
I wouldn't say I hated it.
The instrumental was beautiful.
Yeah, it was hard to follow the plot line, honestly.
The video. If I hadn't showed her the video... It would have been a different
It was a little
thing.
Bit freaky deaky. I kind of like zoned out for a minute because I didn't want to watch the old guy for some reason. I just like didn't want to process that.
Did we even say what the song was called? It's Top of the World by the Dixie Chicks.
Yeah.
Best believe we're going to post a screen recording of it on Instagram.
Best believe it. Her voice is very pretty, but I wasn't necessarily vibing until... the end when they got that little cello in there. Burr, burr, burr.
Wow. Well, that's one of my other favorite songs of all time.
Wow. Do you want to tell us about mine?
Yeah.
I don't even
know. Don't you have a playlist? I have a playlist on Spotify called
Alzheimer's.
Okay. Mine's all time favorite.
Mine's Alzheimer's.
You have me, Johnny Cash, on there?
Probably. Let's see. Look it up.
That song hurt.
I hurt myself today.
Is it today or not tonight? Is it tonight?
Not tonight.
I hurt myself again.
But that's like a Nine Inch Nails song.
I know, but his version is so
I know, it's way better. Just like the version of Moonlight Mile is way better by, what's his name? I'll put it in the Instagram.
John Mayer?
Instagram. No. Ew. Lee.
Daniels?
No. What is his name? Lee. I'm looking it up. I don't.
Moon River?
Moon River. Do you want to talk about your favorite movie?
Moon River.
That song has a lot of history too.
Who wrote it? They wrote it for her though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in the book, she sang it differently. She had like different lyrics.
Oh. That book used the N-word a couple times.
Yeah. They said some weird stuff in that book.
So.
Sorry.
It's canceled.
Lee Fields.
I don't know her. Oh, wait. What? Lee Moses?
Play it. No, Lee Fields.
You know that song that,
In the Expressions.
What's her name? The girl from Girls That We Love?
Oh,
Jemima Curtis.
Yes.
What's her character's name? Is it Jessa?
Jessa.
Her name's Jessa in the show?
Something like that.
Okay, well, let's just call her Jessa.
Mama can't.
When she's...
Tell me I'm a bad girl.
That's a really good
song.
I
love that song. That is Lee Moses. And I feel like he has a band. I don't know, but this is Lee Fields in the Expressions doing a cover of Moonlight Mile by the Rolling Stones. That's way better than the Rolling Stones.
Oh.
If you want my natural opinion.
Why don't you send it to me? What else should we talk about?
I mean, it's kind of hard to talk about music because we can't play it.
I wish that we could.
I know.
On some podcasts they do though, because I listen to the Friend Zone podcast and they have a segment called like Listens Lately, and they'll play little clips of like song that they've been listening to.
They probably get the rights to them though.
How? Do you do that?
Money?
Why can't
Money? Pink Floyd, do you want to sponsor us?
They're alive.
Money.
I don't think so. I hope this episode sounds good because guess what? We're doing it a little bit different this time. We're recording from the laptop. Just wanted to try that out so we could both be on our phones. And
then we haven't really used our phones.
It might sound a little bit wonky. We didn't do a sound test for it. So, you know, it's a rambling episode.
Rambling. Oh, do you want to talk about rambling?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. So let's go back to music for a second. Because I have a whole rambling playlist. I was born to ramble, you guys. Rambling's in my blood.
You have to keep talking because I'm getting kind of tired.
Whatever.
I need the Red Bull. I'm going to get the Red Bull.
No, I don't. I'm going to pause it.
All right, I'll pause it again. One last thing I want to do is read a little story.
Little ditty.
For you guys, if you're not asleep already, you're about to be. And it's from a book called The Ghost of Virginia. Volume, what number is that?
11.
11.
11?
11. 11? It's called A Troll in Virginia. Troll, dictionary definition. A dwarf or giant of Teutonic folklore inhabiting caves or hills. Encyclopedia descriptions are a bit more extensive. A troll is a fearsome member of a mythical anthropomorph.
Anthropomorph.
Not a word.
Yes, it is.
It's in a book, but it's not a word. Anthropomorph.
Animal report.
A troll is a fearsome member of a mythical anthropomorph race from Scandinavian folklore. Their role ranges from fiendish giants, similar to the ogres of English fairy tales, to a devious, more human-like folk of the wilderness, living underground in hills or mounds. Ew. Inclined to thieving in the abduction of humans, especially infants. Mm. They are also known as hill folk or mound folk.
Wait a minute.
What, you want to read the next part?
No. Well, yeah, but no.
What?
What are they getting at?
They're hill folk. They live in the hills.
All right.
Or mound.
So what about the hills?
Well, in legends, they can be frightening creatures, either as giants or as dwarfs. They can be either.
They have great strength, big noses, long arms. They're hairy and they're fucking ugly. The females are much more attractive. Such music and this is not telling me what I want to hear. Such music and literary immortals. Dude, I don't care.
This is about to be.
This is not a ghost story.
Yeah, it's gonna get to it.
Is it though?
I don't. It's supposed to. Ooh, yeah. Look at that picture.
But are they real? To most, they are figments of the imagination, colorful, cuddly characters of fantasy, like fairies. But
I grew up with trolls.
Troll dolls?
Yes, troll dolls.
So did I, because I played with
them. And we named them, and we put them on the name on the foot.
Yeah, I know. Like Andy.
What?
Like Andy.
Yeah, we named them, like, weird names. You know.
Beatrice.
Ramona, Lydia.
Lydia.
Anyway, go on.
This book sucks. But long ago, some of the more superstitious did believe that trolls existed. In fact, it had been said the old belief in trolls is parallel to the current belief in Bigfoot in the United States. Mm-hmm. Well, I think Bigfoot could be real, so I don't see why trolls wouldn't be.
Okay.
Maybe that explains the excitement that was stirred up in a wooded area adjacent to the Windsor Hills subdivision in Lynchburg a few years ago. Mm. A number of independent witnesses told of sensing and seeing something in the woods that never was satisfactorily explained. The reports were carried in newspapers, a paranormal journal, and on the internet.
Okay.
Here are some sample statements from area residents. There definitely is something out there, some kind of presence.
Nothing else orbs can happen, Mom.
It was an amorphous black spectre that stirred up a small whirlwind of leaves like a dark vortex.
What? Vortex?
That doesn't make any sense to me. That's not
a Wait, can you read that again?
It was an amorphous black spectre that stirred up a small whirlwind of leaves like a dark vortex.
Like a little dust pile.
Okay.
Okay.
We heard a rustle. These are all separate accounts. When suddenly in our path was what looked like a troll. It was hard to see, but it had on dark leather clothes and what looked like a leather cap. It had a bare, human-like face and was muttering to itself and making noise that sounded like a sort of strange laugh. And then it blindsided. Brandished what I think was a small knife. We got the hell out of there.
Wow, it just sounds like a little biker to me.
One man took a photo of a fuzzy creature that he claimed looked like a little devil running away from him. Several of the witnesses said they sensed a presence before encountering it. Others characterized what they encountered as a small, scampering, mischievous creature of some sort. I don't want to read this anymore. I want to play Animal Crossing.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, we can't end on that.
This book sucked. That was a bad story.
Give it back. Let's just flip to a random page.
That's what I did.
The Curse on Custer. Wow. All right.
No, we can't read again or else it's going to be a... Cherry migration situation.
No, hand me that.
Everyone hated the cherry migration.
Look. Or, oh my gosh, you can pull a light.
No, that's terrible for the sound.
Sorry.
Or, okay, let's pull a vibe card.
Okay, we're going to pull a vibe card. These are called Trust Your Vibes Oracle Cards, a powerful tool kit for awakening your sixth sense. By Sonia Chuckett. I've never actually talked to her, but she wrote it. Okay. And I bought these at like Borders when I was super young, and they've kept with me for all these years, even though I'm totally irresponsible with my stuff. I've always kept these.
How many are there? 52?
Yeah, I've kept the full deck, man. And that's also where we got our Not Tonight name.
Yeah, it is.
From a random post-it that I put in there through the years. But anyway, so like the first card that you pull, if you're going off like just random basics, is like first of all, you're supposed to think about a situation or something that you just want to think about. And then...
Oh, this is going to make me sad.
The first card you pull is going to be how you approach the situation, right? And then the second card is going to be how you elevate it to a higher vibration. And then the third card is going to be the card that gets you. It's going to be something that you're overlooking or need to become aware of. And then I like to pull a bonus card because my favorite number is 4. And just to even it up, I like round numbers. So I like to do a little bonus jam.
You're talking like this.
Am I? Sorry.
You're talking like this.
I don't know where the microphone is.
I don't know either.
I like to do a little bonus jam 4th card just for kicks and giggles. So, what do you want to think about? And how do you want to split? You want to split the deck?
I'm already thinking about it.
All right, you take half, I'll take half. We'll think about it.
What if my card is in that half?
Well, we're going to share them.
Okay.
Look. Listen.
No, sorry. I don't like this idea. What if the one I am meant to pick is in that one?
All right, I'm giving the cards.
I'll do them all.
But what if I want some input? You pick the first. No. We just take turns. You pick first. I pick second. You pick third. I pick fourth.
Okay.
But we have to, like, set our intentions. And that's kind of boring for podcasting, honest to God.
This episode is for you to really fall asleep to. See the solution is how I approach the problem.
No, you're not supposed to pull them like that.
What do you mean?
Pull them first and then read them.
That's what I just did.
No. Well, that's like a good little surpriser. See the solution. All right. So pick them, but just lay them.
Okay. I do it again?
Well, no.
I don't understand your rules.
All right. I'm going to take them over.
Take them.
I'm going to pick the first one. I don't want to. No.
What do you want me to do with this? Hold it?
Yeah, or like the mystery book.
Yeah, right here.
You might need to like pull from the misery book while I pick these cards. Not for misery's sake, just to buy the time.
Where I have
to,
did like, I put the misery
book? Live with the book.
Okay, let's do some misery talk.
Thanks.
I already read this one. Misery is when you're the fattest kid in the class and it's time to go to the nurse. I did that last time too. I said nerf last time too. The nurse's office to get measured and weighed.
I think we should put before.
Okay. No, I don't want to.
Okay.
I don't want 4.
Take turns.
Okay. Misery is when you're playing in the snow and you come in to go to the bathroom and can't get your snowsuit off. Just pee in the snow, you little bitch. Misery is when you spend your whole allowance on a genuine tournament yo-yo and the string breaks.
What? All right, I got my first.
Okay.
Switch.
I picked my second.
Yep. All right. Misery is when you are playing in the snow and you come in to go. I just read that. You come in to go to the bathroom and you can't get your snowsuit off.
I just read that.
Misery is when you find out there's no
Santa Claus?
Yeah.
Boo. I don't want to know the story of how I found out that there was no Santa Claus.
Oh my gosh. Circle back. Misery is when you have a new box of Crayolas and you have to share it with your friend who presses too hard.
That's me.
That's me too.
I press too hard.
I'm going to ruin all of your crayons. Crayons. All right.
When I was 6 years old, my mother...
You were not 6.
Yeah, I was.
You were like 8.
I was 6 when I got those drums.
You were in 4th grade.
No, when I got the drums. I
lived in the first house. Grade? You were in 1st grade?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. I don't know. Maybe I was 8.
Sorry, I didn't
I was like 6 or 8.
Derail your story.
It's not much of one, except...
No, it's a big one.
It's not much of a story. I don't remember much of it. My Santa.
Y'all have to remember, I'm like 11 years older than Linda. So I remember some of her childhood memories better than she can. But it's a good thing.
I just remember I came downstairs to our basement. There was this big drum set down there waiting for me. It wasn't wrapped up or anything. It was just a big old maroon drum set. Like a real drum set. Not a baby drum set. And... it was from Santa, so I thought. And then when we were at my grandmother's house later that day, I heard my mom
right in front of me. I mean, I wasn't hidden. I was right there. Say to my grandmother or uncle or someone something about it being $600, so it better be a good gift or some shit like that.
Yeah, I was right there.
And I was like, what?
And you were in there.
I was right there.
I saw your face. It was not good. And then I saw Mom's face, and she was like,
fuck. Oh, shit.
And then she tried to make up some bullshit story, and it was...
Did you take my card?
Yeah, because I put in an order. So that's the fourth, the bonus.
Are these collective? Are these for both of us?
Yeah, for the podcast.
But we didn't...
You picked the second. I picked the first, you picked the second, and the fourth.
Okay. I guess.
All right, are you ready for this?
Yes.
All right, first one is call on your angels. So this is the card that is supposed to be like how to approach the situation. And I guess we were both kind of just thinking about our podcast. And it said, call on your angels. So here we go.
Okay. We just read this one.
Did we?
Yeah, you just had it the other day.
I always have this one.
What page is it? 41?
33.
Oh.
Number 13. She got a tattoo. I used to want to have a tattooed on my tip that said number 13 because of the Pixies song.
That would have been terrible.
I know. Good mistake to miss. All right. Be aware that you have a personal team of guardian angels who are working directly with you to keep you safe and on track with your soul's karma and purpose. With their help, you have no need to feel lost, afraid, or concerned about your direction. Your angels are by your side, as well as above you, behind you, and before you, closely watching over you and keeping you safe. I know that might sound creepy, but they're not, because they're good.
Okay.
The book didn't say that, I know, but... You have angels who will connect you with the right support people and angels who will bring you presents.
Wait, this is your card?
Yeah. Well, this is our card.
We skipped my first one.
No, we didn't.
Yeah.
That was a support card. We'll come back to it.
Okay.
With the right support people and angels who will bring you presents. In fact, you have angels to protect, serve, and support you in every way possible. Even if you doubt their support, I do sometimes, they're still there, keeping you safe every minute, every day. Take the risk of believing that you're protected and begin to relax and trust in their ability to look after you. They will reveal their presence by giving you a sign if you ask for it. Open your heart and mind to receive their gifts. So that's how we approach.
You just pulled that one the other day, so it must be really accurate for you right now.
Yeah, I always pull that one, man. All right,
okay.
Your turn. This is how to elevate or bring it to a higher vibration. So, oh, God, that's a good one.
Accept the gifts of the universe. I love that one.
That's a really good one.
That's good. Do you want to know what my thing was that I thought about, or am I not allowed to say it?
What?
Like, what I'm going to do for a job. Like, am I ever going to find a job that I really like?
Yeah.
So if this is my, what did you say this card is for?
Accept the gifts of the universe.
No, but what did you say the meaning behind
it? Oh, how to elevate it and bring it to a higher level.
Okay, so I just need to wait until one comes to me.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't seek it.
Well, see what it says.
Are you limiting yourself in what the universe is trying to bring you? The universe will bring you all that you desire, but you must be able to accept what it brings. Many of us limit what we can receive because we feel unworthy, or we think that to receive so much would be selfish. Neither is true in the eyes of the universe, which will bring you as much as you allow. It is infinitely abundant, so receiving what you want in no way limits others. One way to dispel those beliefs is to contemplate what you think might happen if you did realize your dreams. Do you uncover any anxieties or fears? Do you work with your... Spit on me.
I'm sorry.
Do you worry that you're asking too much? Do you imagine your wish, if fulfilled, might cause another injury or pain? Does bringing change into just go ahead. Does bringing change into your life make you nervous? Yeah. Yes, it does. Really bad. I'm like really anxious.
I think that's why I'm coughing.
Because you're nervous about changing?
I'm having like a reaction, a physical reaction.
If you uncover any beliefs that are contrary or in conflict with your dreams, are you willing to trade them for more supportive ones? The question the universe asks is, how good can you stand
it? I love that line. How good can you stand it?
Because that's as good as it gets.
Mm.
Okay.
That's a goodie.
All right. What's the next one?
Do you want to bring it back down?
What do you mean?
Bring it back into misery? Not really, but the next card is what we are overlooking in need to become more aware of. Okay. So this one's often a doozy for me. Ooh, it's Talk Shop.
Talk Shop?
What?
That's what this is. We should have named our podcast Talk Shop.
Talk Shop. They just flipped the script on me. My little guardian angels. All right. Talk Shop is... All right. You know that you're steady on your psychic legs when you can't wait to share wonderful psychic stories with your kindred spirits who also like to talk vibes. Don't let your ego get in the way and convince you. Wait, I need to start that over. Don't let your ego get in the way and convince you to hide your vibes. Don't put me on that.
I would never.
Don't let your ego get in the way and convince you to hide your vibes or stop you from sharing the positive experience.
You're being like that boy in Billy Madison, dude.
I know. Because it's like I'm a slow processor.
I know, but it's really,
to like keep reading it.
It is really coming out right now.
Wait. My back is crooked as a question mark.
All right, go on.
You can't sit here.
That's a different meaning. All right,
time out. Go back. Don't let your ego. Excuse me. Don't let your ego.
I gotta get up and walk around, dude. All
right, what I'm trying to say is don't let your ego get in the way and convince you to hide your vibes or stop you from sharing the positive experiences they bring. Your ego is acting out of fear and is trying to protect you from being hurt, such as being criticized by others for your vibes. But who cares? Your vibes take good care of you.
So that one does what?
Openly and joyously acknowledge this. It's time to review your vibes from the higher plateau of love and generosity. Notice how peaceful you become when trusting your vibes. And it's only natural to want to share your positive experiences with others. Sixth sensory people love to talk about the intuitive experiences and have a wonderful, colorful language that transmits the higher joy vibrations that are so enriching to the heart chakra. I love my heart chakra.
Whoa.
They use the word love a lot, and it's time for you to join in. I'm not trying to start a cult, just for the record. I'm just reading. When you share your experiences with five sensory people, however, don't try to convert them to six sensory living.
The sixth sense.
Just let the world know you're comfortable trusting your vibes, semicolon. You don't need approval from anyone, period. Your happy life is
period. Comfortable
enough. Period / sunburst.
Period point blank, bitch. Okay.
So we're just going to get vibing. Yeah.
I'm going to flip the last card. Well, ooh, it's not the
yes,
last one.
The bonus. Yes, Boney.
Well, I thought this one was the bonus one. What the fuck is this one?
That's a preface. Okay. Preface. This is my favorite card.
Okay. Get grounded.
Yeah. So what does this one mean?
Bonus.
It's just a bonus.
The way I like to view it is like the last one is like what you're overlooking and need to become aware of, which is we need to talk shop. Right? Like we need to like say fuck
the world. We have a talk shop called Not Tonight.
We're kind of psychic, not tonight. But the next one is like a bonus, like a hey, fucking hurrah.
Okay, well, it's. I gotta come back to the pod. I'm getting sick of sitting in these stools. I know. It's starting to like hurt my restless. Like, I'm just getting kind of cramped. I'm kind of delirious at this point.
I know. We're gonna get better, y'all.
Are we? We gotta get listeners. This episode is seriously in the description. We're gonna have to put like this is a sleepy one messy. For you to fall
we're
asleep.
We're totally
to.
Messy.
This one is messy and sleepy and go to sleep.
Messy just with good night. Benches.
Have a lullaby. This is your
have
lullaby.
Have a lullaby. Lullaby.
This is seriously a lullaby episode. So
good night. Mom should come on and sing the sweetest gift.
Our brother Booker, he texted me and said that we should get mom on another episode because she was really funny.
Our mom is a great
speaker. So maybe we can do that in the morning and we'll have two stacked
you
up.
You know who else we should get? My, well, we're still working out names, but my friend, my girlfriend from work.
Oh my God.
She would be the literal best and she would record all of our ads for us. She
oh my God, I want her to record that so bad.
She's such a bad bitch.
Too bad
I love her.
We're not allowed to. We're not
I know.
Allowed to.
We
oh my God,
to figure out
we
can
get her to send us one or something.
Or a voice message. Yeah. Oh, shit, yeah, she would
if
do
she
that.
She sends a voice message on your phone.
Yeah, she sends them to me. Oh my gosh, she already has. I could just ask her if I can use one of her.
Just screenshot that script and send it to her, and then I can.
All right.
Oh, yeah. No, because it has to be recorded in the app.
We'll figure it out, y'all. But are we recording?
Yeah.
one of our friends. Who we like just adore. Like I would be insane in the membrane without this chick at work. She's like my one saint, not my one, but my best sane chick. Like we like get to sing Prince together in the office and like we fucking dance around, meet like crazy goofy girls. Anyway, back to the vibe cards. We have a bonus card.
It's called Get Grounded. Because our bodies follow natural spiritual law, we require a solid connection with Mother Earth to function at our highest intuitive potential. This connection, I'm out of breath, is called being grounded. It is accomplished by simply being aware of your body, of the present moment, of your breath, which I'm out of, and being connected to the earth. Being grounded is basic to sixth sensory living and tuning into higher vibrations. If you draw this card, you're not fully grounded at this time. Oh, I know it. And your psychic awareness system isn't working properly. Oh, no. Stop whatever you're doing. Oh, shit. Stop whatever you're doing and do something physical, such as taking a few stretches and bends. Better yet, take it a step further and go outside for a few minutes. Feel the earth under your feet. And remember that as long as you are alive, you are supported by Divine Mother Earth at all times. Take a walk. Breathe in the air. It will ground you, calm you, heal you, empower you. And reconnect you to your higher awareness, your vibes. That's a good. Are you stretching for real?
Yeah.
Are you doing a forward fold? I should do that too.
Yeah. Whenever I get that card, it makes me like want to take off all my shoes and all my shoes and socks and step outside. You know.
All right. We're almost there. It's the last card.
Oh, we have to go. All right. I feel like we have to do this. Go from 1 to 4 and then back to that one. So first one was accept the gifts of the universe.
No, the first one was this one.
Excuse me. No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
Like, just
kidding. Don't fuck them up. Don't fuck it up.
Don't fuck it up. Whatever.
Please don't fuck it up. Oh, my girl is on the Instagram live. I can't say her name, but I love her.
Love her.
Love you.
Loved you.
Like, I'm obsessed. Anyways, what?
Calling your angels is the first card, which is what we need to approach the situation with. Second, what we need to do to elevate, accept the gifts of the universe. Which is like, that's like a great card to pull for that. How to elevate.
Yeah.
Third,
it made me feel a lot better because it made me feel like I can just just let things come to me as they're supposed to and accept them.
Yeah.
As they come to me.
And with the first, calling an angel, like, calling on angels.
All right, what's that song, the third?
Third is Talk Shop.
Which is what we're
doing. Which is what we're overlooking and need to become more aware of, which is more talking, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah.
Then the fourth, the bonus, was Get Grounded, which we're doing. We're stretching. And now they spring it all back to the first that Linda pulled on accident. And, like, whenever I pull an accident card, I usually just, like, take it as, like, a little synchronicity sign to, like, just, you know, look into it. And that one is...
See the solution. Number 46. Listen to your heart. This is the one I opened up to. See the solution. Your vibes not only help you tune in to the flow of life and provide guided feedback about your soul's direction, they also broadcast your thoughts and feelings, which act like magnets and attract back to you the equivalent of what you send out. I love that.
Oh, I love that.
I love that.
Read it again.
That's a long sentence.
Please.
Your vibes not only help you tune into the flow of life and provide guided feedback about your soul's direction, they also broadcast your thoughts and feelings, which act like magnets and attract back to you the equivalent of what you send out.
Mm.
That's like a Oprah moment.
Like,
yeah. Masterful six sensory beings work out their imagination muscles daily by visualizing exactly what they want.
Mm-hmm.
They focus on solutions rather than on problems and constantly strive to improve their ability to observe them in their mind's eye.
Mm-hmm.
Your guides advise you to do the same thing right now. No matter what you're facing, know that there is always a solution, even if you can't see it immediately. Oh, sister, I needed that. The key is to practice seeing perfect solutions in your mind's eye. In fact, practice seeing as many as possible. The more solutions you can visualize, the quicker you will attract the best one for you. This is a proactive use of your vibes and makes life much more exciting. I hope you see what I mean.
Mm. I do.
That was a good one. That was a real good one.
Wow. Yeah, that was a doozy.
I mean,
that was like a very good preface, like we said. Like, it was the accidental fallout moment in the card deck. And it was the ultimate thing we needed to hear.
I'm going to chug this Red Bull.
Plus, call on our angels. So tonight, call on all your angels. Accept the gifts of the universe. Talk shop. Coffee talk. Coffee talk. And then...
Okay, we're back.
Hey, we're back.
You have to talk up, though.
Huh?
You have to speak up, though.
I will. Hold on.
As you're whispering.
I think I have to close the door.
Okay.
All right, guys. We're going to review this one more card. One more again. We've been down this card, but it's See the Solution.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no. Please, no.
We're going to have to let him out. All right, hold on. Here comes Leor. Here we go.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
This is terrible.
Nope.
Here he is.
Here he is in all his glory. Here's the stand of the yoga ball. All right. Ready?
Ooh, that's noisy.
Not anymore. All right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Your vibes not only help you tune in. I can't read.
You want me to read it?
No. Your vibes not only help you tune into the flow of life and provide guided feedback about your soul's direction, they also broadcast your thoughts and feelings, which act like magnets and attract back. And they attract back to you the equivalent of what you seek out. Send out. Sorry, send out.
Send it.
All right, masterful. If you want to be masterful six sensory beings, they work out their imagination muscles daily by visualizing exactly what they want. That's something I've been trying to do. They focus on solutions rather than problems and constantly strive to improve their ability to observe them in their mind's eye. Your guides advise you to do the same right now. No Not matter tonight. What. No matter what you're facing, know that there's always a solution, even if you can't see it immediately.
I can't believe how slow you're reading this. There is no way this is real.
Everybody is asleep. The key is to practice seeing perfect solution in your mind's eye. I don't know if y'all got that, because we were, it was like, but the key is to seeing perfect solution in your mind's eye. Those were italicized words. In fact, practice seeing as many as possible. The more solutions you can visualize, the quicker you will attract the best one for you. This is a proactive use of your vibes and makes life much more exciting. I hope you see what I mean. Flip it.
I kind of want to pull another one.
I just pulled. I just pulled play.
Do you want to read it?
Sure, and then you can.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to read this one faster. To activate your higher awareness and instantly restore good vibrations, all you need is a serious dose of recreation and playtime. Rather than continuing to relentlessly press against the uphill battles of life, it's necessary to back off at regular intervals and do something fun. This gives your ego a break and allows your creative spirit to incubate a solution. Having fun is not a waste of time. It allows the universe to work on your behalf while you refresh your soul and gain.
While you refresh your soul
and gain new perspective. Play also raises your personal vibration and increases your ability to intercept divine. I'm sorry, Leroy is getting involved. It increases your ability to intercept divine guidance from higher realms. Albert Einstein once said that he wished he had played more. Wow. Leonardo
DiCaprio? Da Vinci. She said Leonard.
I pronounce it Leonard. All right, Leonardo da Vinci.
What was that fake name?
Leonardo da Vinci.
What was that name he gave in The Glorious Bastards?
DW's brother?
My favorite kid show is DW's brother. No, the name that he gives in Inglorious Bastards when they're talking to that Christoph dude. He gives a fake Italian name.
Oh, what did I say?
I think it's something Da Vinci.
I said, I don't know what I said.
It's okay. Just keep going.
Anyway, all right. So Leonardo Da Vinci made it a regular practice playing more. In an hour or two, or even a full evening or a weekend of play, will release your inner genius, restore your vitality, and usher in the solution you seek. I am not trying to start a cult. This sounds a little culty, but
back off, relax, and enjoy. Wait, excuse me. This is a quote. Back off, relax, enjoy.
I thought you were telling the podcast to back off, relax.
Back up off me. I'm not starting to cold.
Back up, relax.
Pull up with your Addy. I'm not starting to cold. Back off, relax, enjoy, and see if a surprising outcome results.
Leroy, this is not your podcast.
I got him.
So I read it now?
Now you flip to a random page.
Get a new story.
Oh, shit.
Holding on to the belief that you've made, that you're made only of old experiences. I pulled this one the other day.
So does Mom.
I pulled this one the other day. That means it really applies to me. Holding on to the belief that you're made only of old experiences disconnects you from divine guidance and higher vibrations. Rather than letting your past define you, view it as a story you've outgrown or become tired of, and invent a new story for yourself. Create a new one. One who experiences synchronicities, magical moments, divine assistance, and happy endings. Don't define yourself by others' impressions and judgments. Define yourself as spirit and invent a story that includes boundless help from your guides. Recognize how attached you are to your old, tired story of pain, suffering, frustration, and victimhood. See how often you recreate this miserable version of yourself when connecting with others. Do yourself and those around you a favor and retire the old story. It has bad vibes and cuts you off from higher guidance and past positive vibrations.
Mm.
Fuck. I'm done with that book.
No.
Yeah, I am.
Well, I feel like that, I get that card sometimes too. It's just like a reminder to like reinvent yourself, I think.
I don't want to.
But it's got a point.
No, I know. I just don't want to.
Let's go inside. Are it reminds me a lot. I don't know. Are we? Yeah, we are. Let's see how it sounds if we... let's take a break.
Are we taking a break?
We're not taking a break. We're not taking a break. We're just moving the podcast inside.
I guess it's time to end it.
Yeah, I mean, we talked a lot.
We said we weren't going to end it now, but we're going to end it.
Did we say we weren't?
Yeah, before we put it on break, we said we weren't ending it, but we are actually going to end it.
Whoops. Sometimes I go back on my word.
Sometimes I just get sleepy and the Red Bull doesn't work anymore and it's time for bed. Or, well, it's time to do some Animal Crossing anymore. And then go to bed. I have to dig up some fossils real quick, but...
Yeah.
Otherwise, they'll be gone tomorrow.
I'll be gone till November. Not really. Just kidding. I will probably just go to sleep. Actually, I probably won't. I'll probably stay up and listen to music and do weird stuff. I'll probably wander around this old house.
I mean, I'm definitely going to play Animal Crossing for at least 15 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, do you think that's anxiety speaking?
Like, you just don't want
to
go to sleep.
You think, like, regular people can just go to sleep?
Yeah. For sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just making sure.
Today is World Bipolar Day.
Oh.
Well, it's over really? Now. It was. It's past 12 now, but it was World Bipolar Day. So.
I mean.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. How you doing?
I'm accepting gifts. GIFs. I'm accepting GIFs.
I'm expecting gifts.
Is that what they're called? Or they're called gifts?
I'm expecting gifts.
I call them gifs.
I know, that's why I said it, but I hate that.
I said no gifts. Is that new podcast
I keep trying to listen to? I kept like trying to refer to it. I kept forgetting the name of it.
They keep trying to get me to listen
to it.
I
actually haven't listened to it. I'm not going yet. To. I don't know.
It started playing while I was in the shower today, and I turned it off. Like
I do. I really like Exactly Right, and I listen to fucking, obviously, my favorite word. And I do listen to, like, to the Fall Line, too. Like, steady. I haven't gotten, like, into a vibe of listening to the Murder Squad yet, but I'm going to. I plan on it. The girls like it.
All right. Well...
And the Purrcast. What's up, Steven?
I've never listened to the Purrcast in my life.
I have.
Not supporting Steven.
Boo. Whoa. All right, bye. Bye. See the solution.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Love you, bye.
Love you, I guess.
Hey, I love you. Leroy, I love you.
Leroy?
Wherever you are. Wherever you are, I love you.
All right, bye. For real, bye.
Bye.